You can hear me. Can you hear me, please?
Yes, we can
All
hear
right, thank
you.
you very much. So I'm happy to be invited to make an intervention in this meeting on transboundary cooperation and financing it. I think financing has been one of the key issues when it comes to how to go about the management projects in water governance between countries. Now, for Ghana, the main transboundary water course, we have the Volta, for which we have 70%, and Ghana is downstream. It's very crucial for us in its management. We are part of the Volta Basin Authority, and the main financing mechanism is contributions from parties, being the first of it, and also project proposals, among others. And so country contributions has been one of the key ways of financing the platform that is used for managing the Volta and coordinating the countries and as such. Joint projects have also been very important. In fact, currently there are projects that are looking at flood forecasting and climate change issues driven by the VPA that Ghana is part of. So these are the good practices when it comes to transboundary cooperation. Internally, in the transboundary parts of Ghana, we have a number of projects running. And so donor funding is key. And this is why such forum become important for us, where we can highlight some of our challenges and look at how to bring in donor funding. So for example, we have the Blue Deal project, which is now running in Ghana from 2020 to 2030. And it's based on us identifying issues that we have and coming up with project proposals. First and foremost, strengthening the institutional framework has become key. And so we are setting up river basin offices and coming up with plans. The second is the ground issues like buffer zone restoration, which are happening in northern parts of Ghana, and some restoration of some dams. So the Via Dam, for example, is being rehabilitated, and then provision of sanitation facilities for communities so that waste is not discharged to affect this water course, that is the transboundary context. So for now, these are some of the good practices. First, country contributions towards transboundary cooperation. Secondly, project-based activities that involves all countries that share the water course. Thank you for now.